In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Arise and take the child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, it is always interesting to me the feast days that surround the great feast of Christmas. We have the day right after Christmas, St. Stephen, the first of the martyrs after Christ. And you have St. John, who the church still considers martyred, even though he wasn't actually martyred because they tried to kill him. They tried to boil him in hot oil. Of course, he died in exile. You have today the Holy Innocents, these boys from Bethlehem and the surrounding area, 2 years of age and younger, slaughtered. Tomorrow you have St. Thomas Becket, martyr, a martyr of England. Today we read about a persecution that took place. It's as if Holy Mother of the Church wants to remind us of certain things. Oftentimes we don't pay attention to all the things that she tries to remind us by how she places feasts, themes, secondary themes. We get caught away because we're human beings with the things that please us. And not necessarily the things that we ought to pay attention to. Also, we get caught up with the terms of joy and peace and love, presents, partying, gatherings, which aren't bad by no means, and we should do those things, of course, in the right way. Especially during this season. But there's another theme that Holy Mother of the Church wants us to pay attention to, and that is, if you are associated with Christ truly, you will be persecuted. Christ himself told us this. He goes, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before you. If the world loves you, then you're not of me. And so we shouldn't be troubled when there is a conflict. I know we live in a day and age where we are prompted to, if you will, please everybody. You can't please everybody. And chances are, if you're standing up for truth, you're going to displease a lot of people. Truth is an absolute. And we live in a world where we're trying to make truth something to be ambiguous. And it's not. Truth and God are one and the same. Persecution comes in all shapes and sizes. You have the persecution of the backstabber, or the persecution of the gossiper. You have the persecution of those who you know you have to stay away from. And you have the persecution of those you have to deal with. If you stand on principle, you're going to be persecuted. Any association you have with Christ, look at the lesson today. These little innocents were associated with Christ by age and by sex. They were males, 2 years of age and younger, and they were killed. Because they were in Bethlehem or the surrounding neighborhood. Pretty amazing. St. Thomas Becket was persecuted and martyred by his best friend, used to be his best friend, the King of England, because he would not compromise. St. John preached the gospel, and they tried to silence him. St. Stephen preached the gospel, right there, the footsteps of the temple, and was stoned to death. Witnessed by one Saul, later would become Paul, who also, when he stood for Christ, was martyred. Another underlying theme to this here is how innocence is persecuted. Now there's a physical persecution, which is obvious. And then there's a spiritual persecution, which sometimes, lots of times, we don't pay attention to. Especially those of us who are supposed to be called to be sheepdogs or gatekeepers. And we let this spiritual persecution enter through our TVs and to our computers. And we think nothing of it. But that persecution, what does our Lord say? Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body. Be afraid of those who can kill the body and the soul. And another theme for today that I was thinking about was the whole fleeing into Egypt by our Lord. He had to flee from his own land, where he was promised to these people, into a pagan country, polytheistic, satanic country. The God made man had to hide, directed by God, as he sent an angel to tell Joseph in the middle of the night, take the mother and the child and go into Egypt. Really amazing. But yeah, God existed there. God exists in our country. It's not so Christian as we would like it to be. But he's here. And because he's here, we have hope. But the one that I want to focus on is who the good Lord sent the angel to. It wasn't to Mary and told Mary, go tell Joseph, yes, get up and take you all to Egypt. No, he went to the foster father of Christ. I think far too often that during the Christmas season, we forget about St. Joseph. And yet he's there. He's just staring us right in the face. He's not just a nice little figurine in a nativity scene. He has a place, a most important place. The church says on the feast of St. Joseph, go to Joseph and do everything he shall say to you. You have problems, you have concerns, you have cares, you have worries. Go to Joseph. If God the Father put in St. Joseph's care the Queen of Heaven and his divine Son, I think he can take care of our problems, our concerns, our petitions. You know what the church calls St. Joseph? I love to think about this, especially when I see evil around. It calls St. Joseph the terror of demons and the protector of Holy Church. So as we continue with our Christmas celebration, let's pay attention to the whole story. Not become complacent or think that we're going to be an exception if we are followers of Christ and everybody's going to like us, because not everybody's going to like you. You may be called to stand up for your faith, and you may be called to be persecuted for your faith. I know the initial thought kind of scares us, doesn't it? Martyred? Me? I don't know if I can do it. But Christ says, don't worry about what you're going to do or say when they question you and they bring you into the synagogues. It's not you who speak, but I who speak through you. He will empower you. That's why it's so important for us to pray for final perseverance. If we are going to realize the full gift that Christ gave us as he was born in a stable, grew, preached, instituted, suffered and died and rose again, then we're going to have to be willing to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. And yeah, persecution's part of it. But remember, every blessing the church gives, she gives in form of a cross. You ask a priest for a blessing, form of a cross. Absolution, form of a cross. Holy Communion, form of a cross. There's a lesson there for us to remember. So as we continue this, our celebration of this great feast of Christmas, let us remember. And let us ask for the grace to be a more perfect follower of Christ. Not a victim of the world, or a victim of that loser, the devil. Let us make good use of those weapons that are given to us. His mother, who he gave us to be our mother. His foster father, our protector. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.